Just hours after the UN-mediated ceasefire came into effect, there were reports of Saudi-led airstrikes in Sana'a and ground fighting in the southern city of Taiz. Both sides blamed each other for the attacks. Speaking Tuesday at the beginning of peace talks in Switzerland, the UN special envoy to Yemen appealed for compromise.
Yemen is being eaten up by fire from all sides as a result of the violence and the armed conflict in the country. And here we repeat again, the only solution is a political solution, and the violence must stop.
For months, Yemen has been spiraling toward all-out civil war between Iran-backed Houthi rebels and forces loyal to the president. A Saudi-led coalition of Gulf Arab states, aided by the United States, has been carrying out airstrikes against the Houthis since March. Nearly 6,000 people have been killed in the fighting. Aid groups say the humanitarian situation is catastrophic, with civilians living under a state of siege.
Unfortunately, about 2.5 million displaced have been around in different areas in not a well-prepared living situation. And this in itself is a high-risk area of mosquito breeding, of outbreaks of malaria, outbreaks of dengue.
Human rights groups have accused the Saudi-led coalition of attacking civilian targets. Riyadh and its backers deny targeting civilians. Amnesty International says at least five airstrikes since August have struck schools.
6,500 children were attending these schools, and all of them have had their education severely disrupted as a result. Schools should be a safe space for children and for civilian life. In some of these cases, these schools were targeted more than once and struck on repeated days.
Saudi Arabia has not responded to Amnesty's allegations. The peace talks are due to last a week, but rivals on the ground are not disarming. Yemen's Prime Minister claimed Wednesday that several of what he called resistance groups are being merged into one unified force to take on the Houthis.